Today we have Pastor Joshua sharing Habakkuk chapter 1. Peace be with you. The prophet said, well, today my move is verse 12. Lord my God, are you not from everlasting? My Lord, my God, my Holy One, you never die. I think today's rhema is, my God, my Holy One, you never die. A long time ago, the publishing department arranged us to read on book Habakkuk, and speak to us through the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk, I hope in his era, the problem to the kingdom of Judea is not what happened to us. Habakkuk's era, he facing the attack from the Babylonians. And today, our era now, we are facing this new coronavirus pneumonia. Habakkuk's era is the times when the kingdom of Judea was severely corrupted. Today, our life is totally corrupted. God used Babylon to punish Judea. But today we read this book. I believe God's watching. This is a very difficult book of Habakkuk. Eventually, I find very positive that is chapter, that is in verse 12. Lord, my God, my Holy One, are you not from everlasting? Will not die. This whole world is attacked by this coronavirus of this Wuhan pneumonia. Habakkuk, his revelation is we will not die. His revelation, there's a reason for his revelation. And I believe today God will protect us. And today, Hong Kong's what it's facing, we have to face Hong Kong's problem. My topic is, my God, we will not die. This chapter is divided in two parts. The first in from 1 to 11. Is the questions of the prophets to the God, and God's answer. God, Habakkuk's complaint I call you, but you won't listen. The first topic as I give is God don't listen, God won't save. Prophet Habakkuk, verse 1, the prophecy that Habakkuk, the prophet, received. That the prophecy there in original text is means burden. That's the burden received by a prophet can be turned into, interpret as prophecy. When prophets see this, he was sorrowful and he is burdened. God give him this burden. The prophet carrying the burden that was given by God to him. Prophets saw the whole Judea. He carried a heavy burden. The time of Habakkuk is the time of Joachim. And then come to the time of Hezekiah. Joachim just have a short time, just reign for a short time. This time, there's three times in exile. The prophet didn't see the third time. He saw the first time and the second time. But he saw the corruption of the kingdom of Judea. And here he said, verse 2, how long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? This is the first question. I call on you, but you won't listen. You won't answer. I cry out to you violence, but you do not save. I call for your help, but you won't listen. Refuse, the original text means, or refuse to listen. God, you haven't listened to my plea. And my call is, call for help. I send you the Mayday signal. I sent you the Mayday signal, but you refuse to listen. Even I call for help, but you won't listen. And then I beg you. This means I call all the people together. It's like an assembly. It's like a public announcement. We together, a lot of people gather together. We come together to call on you. Because we see this violent people, we call on you. We call together to call on you. But you still won't save us. You don't listen. You don't save us. From personal to a group assembly. From just personal calling to say we want to save us from this violence, but you refuse to listen. Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me, and there is strife and conflicts abound. Therefore the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous, so that justice is perverted. Verse 4. Here, verse 3 is supplement of verse 2. Verse 2, when you won't listen to how long You won't listen to us. You don't save us. When will this last? God, why don't you move? Why don't you take action? What did the prophet saw and he think is so burdensome and he has to call on God? The prophet said, why do you make me see, look at injustice? I saw our country is full of injustice, full of sin. Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me, and there's strife and conflict abound. The whole country worshipping idols. The whole country is murdering in greed, fallen greed. And the whole country is lying. Whole country is in riots. Is in darkness. The law is paralyzed. People don't observe the law. It's in riots. Justice not prevails. This, and the wicked hemmed in the righteous. And the justice is perverted. The right or wrong is totally reversed. And leave the word of God. And the righteous are surrounded by the wicked. Only the wicked speaks and the righteous is silence. And murder, violence, robbing, greedy, idol worshipping, forsake the Lord. The whole country is changed. The bloodshed of Jerusalem from the east to the west of the cities. The whole city is full of bloodshed, opposition, violence. The prophet tell God, God, I plead you, but you won't listen. For all these things, he prayed to God. Because of this violence, we come together to plead to you, but you won't listen. When will you listen? When you will stop the iniquities of Judah? When you will stop the lies of Judah? When you stop the violence in Judea, when you stop the unrighteousness of Judea, now the time the justice is perverted and the righteous are being encircled and the wicked have their way and full of violence. When will these days last? The prophet said, you make me see this. The prophet said, why you see this? Are you okay with that? You have no concern about this? The prophet said, I cannot take it any longer. It shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't. God, how long it will last? You won't listen, you won't save. How long this will last? He keep pleading before God. Verse 5 to 11, God gave the answer. This is the first paragraph. Prophet said, God, you won't listen. How long will this be? And the Lord told the prophet. Look at verse 5. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. I'm raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwelling not their own. They are a feared and dread people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Talk about rise of Babylonians. And they kill many people. And their armies is swift. And they destroyed nations quickly. They're just like wolves, just like eagles swooping to devour. They're haughty. And they mock kings and scoff at rulers. And they laugh, they attack all the fortified cities. And the strength is their God. Just they sweep like, pass like the wind on the guilty people. God said, I will rise up the Babylonian Empire. Then they will become a great army. But you would not believe. You see, I will rise among the nations, the Babylonians. These kingdoms come fast and pass fast. And they attack all the fortified cities and captures all the city fast. Prophet, question is, when the kingdom of Judea's sins will stop and when God will save? And when the time you will... But God said, I listen. I will stop all this sin. I will save Judea from all these sins. God said, I listen, I save. But how God listen and save is not what Habakkuk's thinking. God's way is judgment. To rise up Babylonians to judge the whole earth. To judge Judea. To use Babylonians to stop the sin, the crime of Judea. Judah will be put into exile and it will be destroyed. The kingdom will be destroyed. God said, I rising up Babylonians, I listen to your prayer. I rise up the Babylonians. Let the sin of the kingdom of Judea be put to the end. To stop the violence in the kingdom of Judea. To turn over this perverted justice. I saw all this bloodshed, unrighteous act in the kingdom of Judah. I rise up Babylonians. Judge the whole earth, to judge Judea. The prophet listened. This is the first paragraph. is terrified. It's a reminder to us, Judea is in unrighteousness, is in violence, they will face judgment. The greater violence will come to them. Judea acts violently, and God rises up Babylonians to a greater violence to extinguish Judea's violence. Use the greatest sin to extinguish the sins of Judah. The prophet never expect this happen. And this is not what man can comprehend. I really don't want to see today's epidemic, just like Habakkuk. Don't like to see Babylon. But the prophet has to accept God's sovereignty. Today we have to accept God's sovereignty too. So the prophet have another prayer. From verse 12 to 17. The small topic is we will not die. Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, you will never die. You, Lord, have appointed them to execute judgment. You, my rock, have ordained them to punish. From 12 to 17 are all questions. A question of the prophet. But prophet's question is based on God's response from verse 5 to 11. Here he received God's message. So prophet question is also his response to God. But in this response, we can see the faith of the prophet. And can see the prophet insist praying to God, plead to God. He said, Lord, are you not from everlasting? I will not die. We will not die. Here says it's Judah. Judah will not perish. The kingdom of Judea will face the judgment from Babylonia, but it will not perish. Because God is from everlasting. He is from everlasting. He is God. The kingdom of Judea is God's people. This is the faith of the prophet. Even the Babylonians is coming. The attack. The Babylonians will plunder, will kill, will destroy. It will destroy many nations. But the kingdom of Judea will survive. Prophets see that God rise Babylonian is for punishment. God, you are the rock, you are the salvation. You appoint them to execute judgment. You bring down judgment. You turn the perverted justice back. In the beginning, the justice was reversed, but God, you turned it back. This is your will. The prophet see it and he accept it, and he has a faith we will not die. Why we will not die? Because God confirms God's love, and He is righteous. Verse 13, your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? To the Babylon, the prophet said, your eyes are pure and you don't look on evil. You are holy. Now Babylonians do the wicked things, and why won't you see it? See them. And the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves. Why are you silent? You won't let the Babylonians do whatever they want. You're righteous. You see everything. You don't tolerate the wrongdoing. You don't tolerate the right treacherous. So we will not die. Verse 14. You have made people like the fish in the sea, like the sea creatures that have no rulers. That means they have no protection, like the fish in the sea. Like the sea creatures that have no rulers. They have no protection. Why you do that? The Babylonians, the wicked foe, pull all of them up with hooks, and he catches them in his net. They gathers them up in his dragnet, so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet. For by his net he lives in luxury and enjoys the choicest food. Is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? The answer is no. You won't allow them to do so. God, you have sovereignty, your kindness, your love. You won't let Babylonians doing that because you treasure us. So the prophet said, we will not die. We will not die. Because God, you have love, you have kindness. You won't allow Babylonians to do the extreme, to act the extreme. So I use this truth to speak to you. God will not let this epidemic to come to extreme. Certain time God will destroy it because God has mercy. We shall not die. But brother, sister, we need to repent. Why Babylonians will come? In the Sunday sermon, I mentioned why this coronavirus will come. We don't look only on the natural things. The Judea won't say Babylonians are strong, they have a lot of weapons and people, manpower. We don't have much resources like them. We decide based on their natural environments. But the king of Judea said, we go to turn to Egypt, and we have alliance with Egypt so we can against the Babylonians, we find allies. That was thinking from the natural. but we have to see God. Actually, the spiritual realm. God is in control. God rules over everything. The kingdom of Judea is sin, and God's judgment come. This is the prophets see. Today we need to have such seeing. We don't just not only look at the natural realm. We need to repent. We keep repent. Not only just 2 days, the Sunday sermon's life. We kneel down and pray to God. We keep praying. How should we pray? We pray God to forgive. We are amazing to us. How should we pray then? God, please forgive. You forgive our sinner. We pray for this world. We pray for Hong Kong. We take up the burden. Before the mercy seat, before God, we earnestly pray for God's mercy. The prophet think they will not die because of God's mercy. Amen. Let us come together to pray for God's mercy.